Hey there, it's me, Social MM Diva. So I just hope you've had a really great week. You know, we're in May now. We've already did the whole Cinco de Mayo thing, and now we're quickly approaching Mother's Day weekend. So happy Thursday to you, and happy Mother's Day weekend. Now, I'm coming to you today because I want to talk to you about Facebook offers. You know, I think you should have been using this. You could have used it for Cinco de Mayo. You could use it for this weekend. So I want to make sure you know where to locate this in Facebook and how to go ahead and put your offer out. Alrighty? So go ahead, go on over to your Facebook fan page, and what you want to do is, you know, right where they're giving you the opportunity to update your status, put in your photo or your video or your event or milestone. So you want to click event milestone, you want to open that up. And then once you get that open, you'll see in there where it gives you the option for offer slash event. So you want to go ahead and click on offer event. You're going to select offer. Now once you get that open, it's going to give you a dialog box. And it's going to let you go ahead and you're going to choose offer. And once you choose your offer, you're going to go ahead and type what you have in there. It gives you the opportunity to add a picture. So make sure, you know, we are very visual people. That's why Pinterest is on hit right now, okay? So make sure you get a nice picture and include that in your offer, alrighty? Okay, so now you got that in there. And just say, for example, your offer was a free hand massage for the first 25 daughter mother patrons that you have over the weekend. So then you know, you'll then need to select the number of offers that you're gonna allow. You don't want to leave this open and discover that you don't have enough supply to meet demand or enough people to, you know, you get it, okay? So you go ahead and you do that, and you can choose to make this number large or small, whatever you can sustain. So, but you know, having a smaller number will give users a sense of urgency in order to claim the offer before it runs out. So, not opt to go with the smaller, okay? So there you have it, and you're going to get all that loaded up, and you set the expiration date for your offer. And so, since you know it's more than likely for Mother's Day weekend, you want to kind of close it out on Monday or Tuesday of next week, you know, and go ahead and post it. So then once you've posted, now that you've set all the requirements for your offer, you put the pretty picture in, you just simply review the offer and click post. And this will add your offer to your timeline. Your users will be able to see it in their newsfeed. And voila, there you go. You're making a little extra money for this Mother's Day weekend. So go ahead, give that a try. Don't forget to promote your offer. And you know, and just have at it. Have a great, I wish you great success with your offers, okay? Now, you know, just for the user's perspective, if your fans want to redeem your offer, all they have to do is just click Get Offer, and a dialog box will pop up stating that a message was sent to their email address. They can then print the offer or bring it in on their smartphone and redeem it at your location. All right, so again, I wish you the best of luck with your Facebook offer, and see how easy that was. I mean, just go ahead, go on out there, give it a try. And for all you mompreneurs, womenpreneurs out there, happy Mother's Day from Social MM Diva. All right, ta-ta for now. Smooches, I love you. See you on the other side.